you ready?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, we're going to send it over to you.
All right. If anybody asks you where I am going, where I am going, I can take the pain, the heartache they bring, the comfort in knowing I'll soon be gone. If God gives me grace to run this race until I see my Savior face to face, I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder.
Yeah.
I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord. I'm going up yonder. I'm going up yonder to be with my Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Tina, for that beautiful selection. Okay, moving along. Our opening prayer tonight will be done by Mr. Kevin Street.
Thank you, Brother Robert. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you in a mighty special way, Lord, thanking you for almost the close of another Thursday night, Lord, that we can meet together, God, and study your word, of studying on prayer, God, looking to you, who are the author and the finisher of our faith. Thanking you for each one, Lord Jesus, that are on the line. Thanking you, God, for Brother Robert for orchestrating this Bible study line. Asking you to help us, God, to prove faithful unto you, Lord, to be what you would have us to be, Lord. Help us, God, to lift one another up in prayer. Help us to pray for one another as we pray for each other. Help us to lift you up, God. You said if you be lifted up, that you would do the drawing. Father, we don't want to be a hearer of the word only, Lord, but we want to be a doer of your word. We ask you to touch, Lord Jesus. Touch the teacher as he expounds upon your word, God, and teach us. Lord, help us, God, to open our ears and our minds, Lord Jesus, to know what you're telling us through your word, God. Help us to love one another, God. And those, Lord Jesus, that may not have been able to be on here tonight, asking you to touch them, God, in a mighty special way. Remember their help, God, in the name of Jesus, asking you just to touch, Lord. In your mighty name we pray. I ask these blessings and all others in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, and I thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Okay, we'd like to welcome everybody back to Thursday night Bible study. We're going to continue the lesson of talking with God. Tonight, our teacher is going to be Reverend Maddox, so we're going to turn it over to him.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Thank God for another Thursday night, though. We are back together again, and we thank God for blessing each one and bringing them through. And we know that we've had about three of our members that we have prayed for this week, and Brother Robert was one of them, and I think Jean was another one that asked for prayer, and I don't think Virginia was asked for prayer, but she had also been in the hospital. And so I wanted to ask if anyone had time to call and pray this week and to see if there was a change in situations of somebody's life. And I confess that it seemed like I spent quite a bit in prayer and was happy to do it because That's what God has said he wants us to do, pray without failing and without ceasing, but it's not for us each time we pray.
That's true. Amen.
A few times that we are crying out to him or in his presence for ourselves, it should be that we spend a lot of time pausing for prayer to make sure that things go according to the will of God for others. So anyway, I believe that we are not just listeners, hearers of the word, but we are doers also. But that is what some of the ones that the prayers that I have offered up prayer for, and I know we don't have the time that everyone could go through and tell the different experiences you had during the week, but I know you have them, and we, as I've said many times, we need to journal each week, and because there's some things we need to go back and look at that was that we are going in the right direction. So that's true, but there's times when it seems like my winter season comes and everything just kind of dries up a little bit, and I'm still seeking the Lord and doing what I feel like he's saying do, and I don't see anything sprouting up, nothing green around it. And I believe most of us have those seasons, because the scriptures say for everything there is a time and a season, and we know that we go through the spring, summer, fall, and winter, and as it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit realm. Yeah. And I believe a lot of times we're not quite sure what's going on when we're in that dry season or our fall or winter season. But if we would be able to follow the word, and I think we're supposed to also help one another, and when we do so, then maybe something I can say will help you to know you are on the right track. You are doing the will of the Father, but it's just that time when things are more dominant than there are being active. But it doesn't mean that you stop. You just keep going. And as I was studying today in preparation for tonight, I read the scripture in 1 John where Jesus was getting ready, not 1 John, the Gospel of John, where Jesus was getting ready to go back to be with the Father, and he was teaching the disciples, and he, one of the things he said, that he gave them a new commandment, and in John chapter 13 and verse 34, he said, and a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And 35, it said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. And I said, you know, you really can't spend time in prayer if you're not operating in love. Because, you know, it's not an out front position. So as you spend your time in prayer, it's a lot of time it's you're by yourself. It's not many people know that you're laboring in prayer over situations. And if it's not a love for the Lord that you're operating in, then, I mean, I don't think you do it. And I know if it's not in love, it's not going to be effective. But because that we are modern-day disciples, that which Jesus spoke to the disciples that he had training for the 3 years and a half that he ministered on earth, it applies to us today. And so we need to know that it is the labor of love that when we spend it in prayer, and it does make a difference. And I believe that God loves to hear us pray. If he didn't, he would not, and because that's who we're talking to when we pray. So Jesus said, you ask me nothing. He was telling the disciples, when he was getting ready to go, he said, you're not going to ask me anything. You're going to ask the Father, but you do it in my name. So it's to God praying, and he loved to hear us pray. Anytime, day or night, he is waiting to hear us pray. Because he said, so in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, that we were to pray without ceasing. And anytime, that means continuously. And if you didn't love to hear us pray, he wouldn't be telling us to do it continuously, you know?
Amen.
So when we understand the plan that God has laid out for us, it's not going to just be easy, but it's going to be effective. And so we are to pray because we love one another, and that's how people know that we are Jesus' disciples, because we do show love one to another. And in so doing that, we will find ourselves on our knees for others when they don't even know we're doing it. They may not have asked us to. But when we see there's a need and the thing that we can find when we can find something for our hands to do, we need to do it, and we need to do it gladly, willingly, and in love. And the thing he said and I was thinking about, when we met last week, we was coming up on the election, and we had been praying for the candidates who was running for office. And I thought about it, I said, you know, and we did that faithfully, and I believe that now that we should continue the prayer, the word in us to put the assignment to continue to pray for, we prayed for them that was candidates then, we now pray for those that was elected into the office, and we still operate in love. In 1 Timothy 2 and 1 through 4 is where we have been given an assignment. And some of the things that we do when we pray, yeah, I believe it is an assignment. Some may not be necessarily an assignment, but things that we need to do because we find something for our hand to do, and you just might see something that you think needs some prayer covering. So you give yourself to praying. But when we look at the scripture, there's a lot of things in the word that talks about praying. And so when we read 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4, it starts out and it says, I exalt, and this Timothy, he said, I exalt therefore that first of all, now, when it say put it like that, it's like before you do anything else, I want you to do this. And first of all, with supplication, I exalt therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. So it's not just for one candidate. I believe we're supposed to pray for all of us. All men, that especially those in authority, which is what the second verse says, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So you want to know what to do to help bring peace. We're in the midst of all the chaos, and we want to have a quiet. I know you want to live a quiet and peaceful life. So what do? It's that we pray, and we pray as the word have directed us to, and we believe that when we do what God has said, because it takes us right back to Second Thessalonians 7:14. They said, if my people, he was talking to the Jews the Jews at that time, but that was God's chosen people, but we are God's chosen people, and we are believers. So now it's talking to us, and if we would do what he tells us to do, then we're going to get, he said, if you humble yourself and pray, and then he tells us to list the thing that he do, and when we do what he tells us to do, then he's going to do what he promised us that he was going to do. Same thing when we look at John in that John 13:35 and 34 and 35, then he said, when we operate out of love, then it shows the world or the people that's looking at that who we are following, who we belong to. And he said, then if we are his, then when we go to the Father in his name, whatever we ask, then we can expect it, because that's what the word tells us. And in Mark, the 11th chapter, but also in Matthew, I think it's the 18th chapter, or well, is it 18? Matthew, let me turn there real quick. Is Matthew 18 or 19 where it said, Matthew 18, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. This is Jesus talking to the disciples. Like I say, they were his disciples then, but because we are believers, we are his modern day disciples. So the same thing applies to us. If you believe it, you go to God in prayer and receive what you believe. But if you don't believe, you say, I don't believe that, then it's not going to work for you, and you're not going to have the same results as somebody that's praying in faith. Because without faith, we can't please God. But if we operate in faith, not only are we going to please God, but God said he's going to give us the desire of our heart, and he's going to bless us with things in which we come to him. And especially when it's a need and it's not a selfish need or a selfish desire, something that we just long for but not necessarily needed. And sometimes the Lord may give us things but at a later time than when we ask, because when we first ask, we may not be ready. We may not be able to handle it at that point. We may not be matured enough spiritually to be able to make the right decisions. So as we, like I said, we were looking forward to, now we're looking behind at. But the prayer should not, the ability to pray should not change. It should be, it should intensify as we continue to see that things get in place that need to be in place for all the positions, the candidates, and the offices which has been open or will come open and they be filled. Then we need to undergird. We need to pray so that things will go according to the will of the Father.
Yeah.
And that, if we don't do that, then we don't need to complain about which way things go. Because only God, as I hope you remember when Elder Dennis was ministering, and you're talking about the bigger the ship, the longer it takes to turn around, all of the building that's going to be, the deeper the foundation has to go to be laid. And so some things don't happen just overnight. It takes some time. But if prayer's not applied while we wait, then we're not going to see the results that we're looking for. But when we pray, the scripture says, when we pray, and we're praying according to the will of the Father and being led by the Spirit, and as we're born-again believers, that's what we're supposed to be doing. We should not be operating in flesh. We should not go according to our emotions. We should not go according to what we think. It should never be about flesh. It should always be that we are being led by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And the scripture says the Spirit pray for us because we don't really know what to say, or we don't know how to put it in words, and the Spirit prays through us. We don't have to have words of English like we as we do other times, but we yield ourselves to the power of the Holy Spirit and let the Spirit pray to us so that way we will stay in the will of the Father. We also know that when Jesus was in the scripture that we read, he was teaching his disciples, but he was getting ready to go back to the Father. And now we know he is at the right hand of the Father, but he's also an intercessor. The scripture says he's the chief intercessor, and he's praying for us. Now, if we make ourselves available to be led by the Spirit of God, then we're going to know that whatever we do is going to be according to his will. It's going to be contributing to what God wants done in this season, and we don't have to worry about the outcome. I believe it was Dr. Charles Stanley said, obey God and leave the consequences to him. Well, he tells us, pray without ceasing. He's telling us to operate in love so that's how you know that we are his disciples. He's telling us to pray for those in authority. And I didn't finish reading. I read 1 and 2 in Timothy, but read 1 through 4 in Timothy 1, chapter 1, because this is according to the will of the Father. This is what God wants. And when we do it his way, then what come out of that, I mean, it will be the will of the Father. And nobody is greater than God. Is there anything too hard for God? No, it's not. No. Anything out of God's control? No, it's not. It's a thing that's going, that you know, we think that God has nothing to do with it. Is a thing that we feel like that, oh, God ain't in this, and God can't do nothing with it. Is that possible? I don't think so, because he's the one that created the universe. He's the one that created us. He's the one that holds this whole thing together. It's in his hand. And if we can trust him, then we don't have to worry about the outcome. But if the thing is, sometimes we don't want to trust him because we want to do it our way. That doesn't work. When he say pray for the king and for kings and all those in authority, that's what he means. And when he said, for verse 3, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men. And when God say all, that's exactly what he means. Like we may say all the mean part of it. God doesn't operate like that. And his word doesn't change, God doesn't change. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. That's the will of the Father. And when we follow God in prayer, then when we look at Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, we have the assignment in Timothy. The assignment in John, he said it was a commandment, a new commandment that he was given, that we love one. But when we get to Matthew, and then Timothy is an assignment, but when we get to Matthew 28, 19 and 20, it said, go, it's another assignment. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. 20 says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded. Now, this is Jesus talking again. What have he commanded? That we love one another, that we pray without ceasing, that we humble ourselves before God, that we operate in faith, because that's the only way we can please God. And he said, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. This is the instruction that we have. From Genesis to Revelation, the 66 books is the word of the living God. God, the scriptures have not changed. God have not changed. And we should follow the instructions that's given, knowing that he changed not what he said, he meant it, and he will fulfill every promise that he made to us when we obey him. When we go back to 2 Chronicles, he said, humble yourself, pray. The first thing he said is pray. Again, that word, pray. I know a lot of people are like, don't you have anything else to say? Not until God give me something else to say.
All right.
This is for me. And this is all I have in it. I struggled a little bit with it because I wanted to be like Lennox in Peanut Cartoon. Lennox said, the three things he learned, not to talk to people about religion, not to talk about politics. And if y'all notice the cartoon, you know he said, and about the great pumpkin, which was one of what he called the moon. I wanted to follow that, but God wouldn't let me. I had to bring and talk about what he wanted me to say tonight. And I have to obey him to stay out of trouble with him. I'd rather be in trouble with y'all, ones that not don't like it because of what I'm saying. I'd rather be in trouble with you than to be in trouble with God. Because when I call on him, when somebody calls me and say, pray for me, and there's a situation going on, it's not to any individual that I go to in order to get the results that's needed. I have to go to the Father. In order to do that, I've got to stay connected to the Father. But the same thing applies to each one of you, too. It says, stay connected to the vine, because if you don't, the branch won't have bear fruit, and the branch will, and if it's not bearing fruit, it's going to be cut off and put into the fire. in Matthew 6 and 30, that the seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I mean, you're in the right standing with God, and all the things that you need, where's the thing we need going to come from? It's going to come from the Father. If it comes, even though it might come through somebody, it's going to come from God, and he's going to make sure. Yeah, he said, he will meet all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And guess what I'm saying? Let us rest in him. Let us obey him. If we're willing and be obedient to God, he said, you shall eat the fat of the land. We don't have to worry. And he said, and that's again, it goes back to Philippians. That is to be anxious for nothing. But you don't worry about nothing. But you make your petition known to the Father. He will keep it for your heart, but your mind, and not just keep it, but he said it would be peace that surpassed all understanding. And is that what we want today? I believe so. I love the peace of God. I love walking in the peace of God. I love the joy of the Lord. And I love operating according to his will, because when I do that, I see the blessing, and the songwriter said, falling out of nowhere. And I say, ain't that just like God? So tonight, I pray that you receive the word of God. Go back and read the scripture. I didn't write it. I'm just the messenger tonight. But please, obey God so that we can have the quiet life and the peaceful life that God has said in his word that we can have. I thank God. Amen. Spend time. Find some time. Take a break. Pause and pray for somebody or something that you see around you that need prayer applied to it. All right. Back to you, Baba.
Thank you, sir.
Brother Baba, could I say just something to back up what Mother Rich was just saying?
Go ahead.
I've been coming on, and I hadn't been hearing Sister Charlotte. Me and her and Sister Jackson, we're about the first three to be on. And I hadn't heard her in a while, and I hadn't asked about it, so I said, well, maybe I shouldn't. But tonight I got on, and it was me and Sister Jackson, and I asked her, and she told me that she wasn't feeling well, she's sick. I'm glad that I asked, because I didn't ask for her number. I sent my number to her. And I told her to tell her she can call me anytime, and I'll pray with her, or I'll just talk with her and lift her spirits up. So the main thing is being obedient. Another ritual that was beautiful, what God give you to give us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Okay, our third session of the night is coming from Fisher Barnes.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. I've been today, I really don't have a treatment, and I was a pretty everything I was there. But I want to say just one thing about our election. It's something that's going to affect all of us. But then I thought about it. I was kind of down in the dumps about the election. And then I thought about it. I went to the United and 18 Psalm 24th verse. And it says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And that's why I am today, as far as my doctors are going to be concerned. Everything is going fine, and I have to find the word to be satisfied with the result of the rest.
Thank you, Portia.
Amen.
You're going to do it and hold up the money for input and uplift. Okay. No input, no update.
I'd like to ask everyone to pray for the Elliott family.
I'd
like to ask everyone to pray for the Elliott family. They had lost a loved one in the family. Ask, keep them in prayer.
I would also like to ask for prayer for the Bowie family. I went to school with the sister. Her husband and her brother went to the coast fishing. On the way back, her brother was driving, and he hit something in the road, and he was killed. And her husband, he's in the hospital, and the woman on the hospital. He's doing okay, but she lost her brother. So be praying for that family. It's the Bowie family.
All right. Remember, Sister Charlotte and Deborah Jackson, I just had an injection in my knee. My knee was bothering me, my right knee, and I had an injection in my hip. So I'm a little sore, but I'll be okay. Just remember me in your prayer. And Sister Charlotte Walters, she's sick.
Okay.
This is Lorraine. I'm back. Y'all can continue praying for me. I'm got to go Monday for them to read the EKG from the heart monitor that I'm wearing. So just keep me in your prayers.
Also, remember me. I've taken mine off. I sent it back in this last Tuesday. And I'm telling God all the time. I said, whatever it was, Lord, you fixed it already. I said, as long as faith is they're putting in there to call me back in to check me out, God don't take that long of time. So I just thank God for his healing power. So just continue to pray for me.
Okay. All right, no more input update. We're going to go right into roll call.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Last week, if no mistake, we had 20 people on the line. And we thank God for you. Lee and Virginia. Dennis and Cindy.
Here.
Richard and Willamette. Janet. Danny and Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ozzy. Gloria, Beverly Maddie,
here.
Pastor Burwell,
here.
Gracie, Sandra,
here.
Denise, Maureen,
here.
Deborah, Bradford. Barbara,
yeah.
Linda Simpson, Deborah Jackson,
yeah.
Lorraine,
yeah.
Keen and Carlin,
yeah.
Chris and Dorsey,
yeah.
Josephine,
yeah.
Carlin,
here.
Charlotte. Renee, Tangela,
here.
Cynthia, Tim, Tina,
here.
Charles,
here.
Donna, Wanda, Miss Jessie. Fran, Francis,
here.
Michael,
here.
Tanya, Valencia, Lorraine, M, Lisa, Darian,
here.
Lisa's here. I'm sorry. I was here. Muted.
Adante.
Wait, here.
Evelyn.
Here.
Did I miss anyone?
Lisa's here. I was muted. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Cheers.
Anyone else?
Tanya.
Tanya and Kamari.
Yeah,
okay, back to you, love.
Thank you, Lizard. Okay. Coming up next week, I will open in prayer. Our 30 seconds will be done by Glorious Edwards. And with that, turn over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you for another night of Bible study. We thank you for everyone that's on the line. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy that you have toward each one of us. God, if we have committed any sin, if we have any anger and bitterness in our heart, God, Lord, we ask you to move it out. Renew our heart, God, and give us a clean heart, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for everything that has taken place. Oh, God, many have been angry. Many have been hurt, disappointed. God, we know that you told us to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. God, I'm asking you to heal every broken heart, God. Lord, and give them strength throughout this time. Let them know that you are in control, God. You control this world. You said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. We thank you for what you've already done, what you're about to do for each one of us, God. Lord, we want to look to you. You said if we look to the hill from which cometh our help, God, our help comes from you who made the heaven and the earth. God, bless everyone that's on the line, God. Use them for your glory, God. Help them to put their trust in you and lean not to their own understanding. You said in all our ways, we need to acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. Lord, you are not a failing God. Lord, I thank you right now in advance for what you're going to do. Lord, everyone that's sick, God, Lord, I'm asking you to heal, God, Charlotte, Deborah, and others, God. Lord, I ask you to do it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the enemy would love to destroy them, God. You said by your stripes, we are healed, God. We are healed because you are our way maker, God. You said you heal without the aid of medicine. You said you heal all manner of disease, depression, diabetes, cancer, God. Oh, God, bless us, Jesus, and use us this day. Lord, remember the loved ones, God. Oh, God, the family that have lost their loved one. God, I ask you to comfort that family. Be there with them, God, and uplift them, Jesus. Each one of us, God, and the lady that has the EKG, Lord, God, you can give her a good report, Lord. God, I know that you are able to do more than what we can ever ask or think, God. Lord, I ask you to do it this night, God. This is the day that you have made, and help us to rejoice and be glad in it, God. Keep our minds together, God. Keep our hearts together. Lord, and we thank you in advance, God, for this Bible study. Thank you for our teacher, God, teaching us to love one another in spite of what may go on. Lord, we thank you in advance. Bless us, God. Bless each and every one of us, God. And continue to help us to love our enemy. Pray for those who spitefully use us, God. And I thank you for what you're going to do. Lord, give us that sweet sleep tonight. Let not our hearts be troubled tonight. Watch over us, God. Let those angels be surrounding us, God. And I thank you in advance, God. All the one that's not on the line, God. Whatever they may be doing, God. Lord, I ask you to remember them, God. Give them a desire to love you, God, to seek you, and, oh, God, to hold on before it's too late, God. Lord, if they're not saved, we ask you to save their soul. Oh, God, and send your conviction power upon them, God. Lord, and bless our children in school as well. God, and keep our families together. Keep them together and close to you. And Lord, we ask all of these blessings, God. We're going to count it done. We're going to ask it in your name, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We'd like to thank everybody for coming tonight. And we look forward to having all of you back next week.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.